Salaam, welcome to day 11 of course 4, and today we are going to be discussing the second phrase that I mentioned for you yesterday that says Iyyaka Nasta'in. So like I told you that there is a fulcrum, a balancing middle in Al-Fatiha, which is the opening chapter of the Quran, and it's a critically important chapter, because this is what opens the Quran for anybody who is entering and who wishes to understand the word of that Allah and the word of that Creator who sent messengers and prophets to the world, and those who wish to pursue the path of scriptural mysticism cannot do it without understanding the scripture itself. And the scripture starts for us with Torah and then Bible. And finally, I have to say the latest edition or the most updated edition, and the updated edition is the Quran, which we have and which is preserved in the same sequence and the same same order as it was in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So we started with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So all final praise and recognition and the final consciousness that we gain about a Creator by looking at anything which is coupled with extreme love and regard and affection for the Creator, that consciousness and that appreciation is only for the Divine Creator who gave us the Quran and who is Allah. And the Divine Creator then describes himself as Rabb. And we went over the meaning of Rabb in detail, the nurturing nature and the nourishment that we receive, the sustainer and the maintainer of the entire creation, which is not limited to us or our world or our universe, our galaxies, no, which is Alameen, which is all space and time. And we discussed this in detail as well. So now we are, you know, after saying Allah, we are going over attributes of this Divine Creator, Rabb, and then Al-Alameen, and then we said Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, to remind ourselves of the limitless mercy and the repeated mercy that we receive from this Divine Creator. We also went over the difference between mercy and pity. You know, one gives rise to empathy and is selfless and unconditional, while the other gives rise to sympathy, and which may have ulterior motives, which may not be very well suited to the welfare of that or whom we are taking the pity on. So, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and then we say Malik. No, which is sort of a different term and which is sort of a turn into the complete control and ownership of this Divine Creator. And to remind us to the extent of this control, we said Yawmiddin, which means that not only my current existence, you know, every second, every moment of my existence and the existence of this entire creation, but in fact, when this existence, this realm will end and we will exit and we will enter a new eternity where we will be held accountable for our actions. And we discussed that this is not only a scriptural belief. In all non-scriptural mysticism, we speak about karma and we speak about reincarnation. And all of these beliefs together are focused on one thing and one only, and that is accountability for our deeds and the choices that we make in an existence. So when we say Yawmiddin, we are reminded of that day of judgment when the final test or the final results will be handed over and what we went through in this existence and the return that we will be given on that day. Now, this is a very humbling thought and a very sobering thought. And as I said yesterday, that in Iyyaka Na'budu, which is one part of the fulcrum, we are admitting our place, and we are accepting with humility, and we are accepting very humbly, we are accepting the relationship that we are supposed to have with this divine creator. And I explained for you the sort of a relation that, you know, we may have with our servants or our employees, based on the fact that we pay them for their services, you know, sort of expectations that we have for them, and how we wish for them to work for the betterment of our organization and for the smooth functioning of our institutions and for execution of our ideas. You know, everything that they bring to the equation is not acceptable to us. It may be acceptable only if it is in congruence and or if it is of benefit to us. So that is the kind of relationship that we have with our servants. Now imagine, you know, admitting that we are the servant of that divine creator who has created all the organizations, all the institutions, all the systems, everything, our sustenance, you know, our maintenance, our self, our bodies, our thoughts, this entire creation, you know, that mighty being and that majestic creator is the Malik, is the owner, and we are the servants. Does this make you realize your place in the existence? And does this make you realize the role that we are given in this life? And the aim, you know, what is the ultimate aim? It is indeed a very sobering thought, you know, especially for those of us who keep asking, what is the purpose of life? Iyyaka Na'budu. O Divine Creator, we are your servants. We will do as you say, and we will function as you please, and we will fulfill your divine will. Isn't that what Christian mystics say? Thy will be done. And isn't that what Torah says? You know, that the dominion of the divine kingdom is to bring forth the best out of us and the best among us. So after we say Iyyaka Na'budu, we say Iyyaka Nasta'in. That is the critical part of the fulcrum that leads to the second part of this chapter. It's a short chapter, but the complexity and the message in this chapter is obviously very, very complicated and grand, because this chapter is opening the 66,000 some verses of the Quran for us. So, like I asked you, why don't we ask directly for help? The reason we don't ask directly for help before we admit and before we realize our own place in the equation. That is the place from which we are calling upon the divine creator. And we are saying Iyyaka, which is the same, only and only you, singularly you, nobody else, exclusively you, O Allah. And then we say Nasta'een. So Na is again us, it denotes me or us. And then there is a word, Asta'een, which comes from the Arabic root Ayn Wa Noon, or Ayn A Noon, On or An. And this root by itself means help, assistance, guidance. More than guidance, it is aid, giving aid and helping. Now, what is special about Asta'in? You know, because in Quran we also say A'ani, you know, help me, or I helped. But Asta'in means a help, which is such a request that we are asking for a help from Allah, directly from Allah, without any intervening means or connections. Isn't that what the divine connection is all about? You know, there is no need to call upon powers and beings outside of the one divine being, of the one Allah that we are calling upon. Now, the way to understand that is, you know, think about directly tapping into the source of a stream, where it is coming out of the ground, where a glacier is melting directly into a pool of water, that is a fountainhead or the origin of a stream. Imagine tapping into it, or imagine drinking from it, and imagine the benefits. And then imagine drinking from one of the many tributaries or the branches of the main source. This is the simplest example and the simplest simile that I can give you about, you know, coming in contact directly with the divine versus connecting with the divine through other sources. And this, I mean, if I take a small digression here, this is what Alan Watts once taught. He said that all of us know how to sit quietly, and all of us know how to think and how to breathe. All of us know that. And yet, we are so unsure of our own ability to connect with our inner being that we pay people to teach us. It is like paying somebody to teach you how to breathe. And it is like paying somebody to teach you how to drink. It is such a beautiful simile, you know, and this is best embodied. I don't know how much Quran Alan Watts knew, but what he said rings very true with the Quran. That, you know how to breathe, we know how to drink, we know how to think, and yet we are looking for sources outside of us to connect with our own inner being. Now, does that make sense to you? So I hope that I communicated the meaning as simply as, because this is a very complex phrase, and it will come again and again when we move forward in our study of the Quran. But I hope that I was able to make it clear to you, especially from the mystic standpoint. Much love and dua. Salam.